Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, a complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Sara, Malka Bat Simcha, Helen Friedman, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Dennis Shore, Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Tzipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. Both of them are related to Israel. The first is the decision to indict Jewish activist Bensi Gopstein solely because of his opinions, solely because of the statements he's made related to his opinions. And the opinion that is most unacceptable to the Israeli establishment, and the reason why he's been indicted, is because he's against intermarriage between Jews and Arabs and between Jews and non-Jews. We're going to discuss the outrageous nature of this indictment. And the second subject is how Bibi Netanyahu's government and his new so-called defense minister, Naftali Bennett, are now proposing a plan that will rescue the Arabs that want to destroy Israel in Gaza, that will rescue the Hamas terrorists. Unbelievable insanity. And again, it will prove how the phony right in Israel is worse than the left. The open left in Israel, in the end, does less harm than the phony right. That's been proven over and over again since the 1967 Six-Day War. But in any event, let's start off by speaking about the indictment of Bensi Gopstein, who is a Jewish activist. Bensi Gopstein heads an organization called Lehava. Bensi Gopstein is a Kahanist. He is a supporter of Harab Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, Hashem Yikom Damo, of our beloved Rabbi Kahana, who was the one Jewish leader, the one prominent Torah scholar and Jewish leader who really told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to the Jewish people in modern times. The greatest Jewish leader in modern times, Rabbi Kahana. And Bensi Gopstein runs this organization called Lehava, which opposes intermarriage between Jews and Arabs, because thousands of Jewish girls have married Arabs and are marrying Arabs, God forbid. I mean, it's a horrible situation in Israel, but Arab Muslims are luring Jewish girls away from Judaism, convincing them to convert to Islam and to get married. And so Gopstein and his organization oppose assimilation and oppose intermarriage. In other words, Gopstein and his movement are saying what the Torah says, what Judaism says, what the most basic elementary part of Judaism demands and commands. Because if there's going to be intermarriage, that's the end of the Jewish people. There's no future for the Jewish people if there's going to be intermarriage and assimilation. The Jewish people are finished. So the Israeli government and the Israeli prosecutor's office, the extreme left Israeli prosecutor's office, headed by an extreme left-wing Jew who wears a kippah, who actually wears a kippah on his head, and yet he's an extreme leftist and his name is Shai Nitzan, with obsessive hatred, he goes after any Jew that is loyal to Israel, any Jew that is loyal to the Torah or to Judaism, he goes after them. He indicts them. He files criminal indictments against Jews who say what Judaism commands us to say, or who stand for what Judaism stands for. It's unbelievable. Judaism is now against the law in Israel. True Judaism, real Judaism. If you say that you don't think Jews should be allowed to marry Arabs, you face the prospect of indictment under Israel's anti-racism laws. And you're going to be accused of incitement against the Arab population if you dare to say that you're against Jews marrying outside the Jewish faith. You could be indicted for racism and incitement and face very long prison terms. That's what has happened to Bensi Gopstein. It's the same thing that was done to our leader, our beloved leader, Harav Kahana. He was in the Knesset. He won a Knesset seat in 1984. And he was going to run for re-election, or he was going to run actually again in 1988. And the poll showed he was going to win 12 to 14 seats. There are 120 seats in the Israeli parliament. The Israeli Knesset is called the parliament. The Israeli parliament is called the Knesset. There are 120 members of the Knesset, and he was going to win 12 to 14 seats according to the polls. And so they decided we've got to stop him because he was on his way to eventually becoming prime minister. Polls also showed that the majority of Israelis thought that it wouldn't be a bad idea to eventually elect him prime minister. And so they decided they're going to do everything they can to stop him. And so they said that his view that Jews are not allowed to marry outside the Jewish faith, that this is the same as the Nuremberg laws of Nazi Germany, that he's a Nazi because he's against Jews marrying outside the Jewish faith. That's Nazism, to say that Jews shouldn't marry outside the Jewish faith. That means that the grandfather of every single Jew who said that was a Nazi, that the whole Jewish people were a nation of Nazis, because all Jews were once against intermarriage. Once upon a time, all Jews, or virtually all Jews, were against intermarriage. And so these sick, self-hating cockroaches who were born Jewish but who have decided to become cockroaches of Semitic persuasion, of Semitic descent, these sick, self-hating Jews banned Rabbi Kahana, including the Likud. The Likud and the so-called right-wing Jews, they led the effort to ban Rabbi Kahana because he was taking votes primarily away from them. So they led, Geula Cohen, Yimach Shema V'Zichra Shem Reshaim Yirkav, poo on Geula Cohen. She was supposed to be the super right-winger. She proposed, together with Shulamit Aloni, the extreme leftist, a law to ban Rabbi Kahana. She proposed banning Rabbi Kahana, together with Shulamit Aloni. And Shulamit Aloni, by the way, is the one who said, when I see religious Jews, I understand why there was a Holocaust. She understands why there had to be a Holocaust when she sees religious Jews. That's how filled with evil, sick hatred these Jews are. And Geula Cohen, the so-called super right-winger, was working together with her to ban Rabbi Kahana, not to ban Shulamit Aloni, who defended Nazism. No, but to ban Rabbi Kahana, who was the most righteous Jewish leader in modern Jewish history. And now Bensi Gopstein is facing the same situation. And by the way, they banned Rabbi Kahana from running, and 2 years later he was murdered by, he was the first victim of Al-Qaeda terrorism. Al-Qaeda assassinated Rabbi Kahana in New York. And so we never got to have Rabbi Kahana as prime minister, which I believe would have brought the Mashiach. I think that would have brought final redemption to the world. Rabbi Kahana would have paved the road for the Mashiach. He would have brought such righteous leadership to Israel that I think that this would have been the final redemption for the Jewish people. And that was prevented by these evil Jews, including so-called right-wing Jews, the phony right Jews. By the way, Geula Cohen's son now supported, her son supported the expulsion of Jews from Gush Katif, joined Arik Sharon's party, supported the expulsion of Jews from Gush Katif. This just shows you how the phony right, what they're really all about. And her son now is of course, in the Likud with Bibi Netanyahu, who also supported the expulsion of Jews from Gush Katif. And now they indict Bensi Gopstein, and he's facing the prospect of going to prison for merely saying what any Jew who has the most basic faith in Torah would have to say, would have to believe in. In other words, Judaism has been outlawed. The Torah has been outlawed. And let me make this point to you so that you'll understand how extreme this injustice is, what an unbelievable atrocity this injustice is. Because they claim it's racism and it's incitement to say that you're against Jewish-Arab intermarriage or Jewish intermarriage with anyone outside the Jewish faith. That's racism and incitement to make statements like that. And Lehava, his organization, oh, it's racist and it's incitement what they do, because they protest against intermarriage. Arab Knesset members say 1,000 times more against Jews than anything Bensi Gopstein ever said. 1,000 times more against Jews than anything Rabbi Kahana ever said against Arabs. 1,000 times more. Arab Knesset members, Arabs who are in the Knesset, they're allowed to be in the Knesset, by the way. Rabbi Kahana was not allowed to be in the Knesset. Bensi Gopstein is not allowed to be in the Knesset. The Supreme Court ruled he's not allowed to run for the Knesset. He tried to run for the Knesset. They ruled he's not allowed to run. Arabs, though, who call for the destruction of the Jewish people, who call for genocide against the Jewish people, they're allowed to sit in the Knesset. They're allowed to run for the Knesset, sit in the Knesset. When they support Hamas and Hezbollah and these Arab terrorist organizations that slaughter innocent Jews and that openly say that they're for genocide against the Jewish people, that they want a Holocaust against the Jewish people. They openly say they want to push the Jews into the sea and finish Hitler's job. This is what they openly say. They have programs on their TV. They have TV programs paid for by the Hamas. TV programs are paid for by Israeli taxpayers, thanks to the so-called right-wing government of Bibi. He finances everything they do. He sends them money to have TV programs where they openly praise Hitler and the Holocaust and call for another Holocaust against the Jews. And Arab Knesset members support them. And Arab Knesset members defend them. And they're allowed to sit in the Knesset. But Rabbi Kahana was banned from running for the Knesset. And Bensi Gopstein faces a criminal indictment. By the way, when Arab Knesset members make these statements, Shai Nitzan and the prosecutor's office say, that's free speech, that's free expression. No, no, no. Because there are Israelis who protested and said, hey, how come you're not charging them? What's going on here? And Shai Nitzan said, no, 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 what they say is free speech. And the Supreme Court in Israel said, no, when the Arabs call for the destruction of Israel and support Arab terrorism and support Hamas and Hezbollah and all these Nazi organizations that call for genocide against the Jewish people, that's free speech, that's free expression. They have a right to do that. They have a right to run for the Knesset. They have a right to say what they want to say. That's free speech, free expression. But if Rabbi Kahana or Bensi Gopstein say 1,000th of what these Arab terrorists in the Knesset have said, they're banned and they face criminal indictments. Look at the atrocious injustice that we see taking place in Israel today. What atrocious injustice. It says in our Bible, it says, justice, justice thou shalt pursue. And these people only pursue obsessively injustice. They go after the good Jews. They go after the righteous Jews. And they defend the murderous enemies of the Jewish people from within and from without. Anyone who's against the Jewish people, they automatically get defended by these Jewish anti-Semites. That is what has happened today in the state of Israel. That's why the Arab Hitler Yasser Arafat was welcomed to Israel. And Bibi Netanyahu sent him money and gave him all the benefits and gave him 13% of Judea and Samaria in the Y agreements and handed over 97% of Hebron, the city of our forefathers, to Arafat. Bibi Netanyahu and the so-called right-wing Likud did this. But Chaim ben Pesach is not allowed to set foot in Israel. And Rabbi Kahana was banned and murdered. And Bensi Gopstein is not allowed to run for Knesset and now faces criminal indictment just because of his opinions. Solely because of his opinions. Solely because of he expressed his opinions. You're not allowed to express your view in Israel. If it's a view that's a Torah view, you face criminal indictment. And, you know, when this happens, Bibi Netanyahu and the Likud people are always complaining about how much... They complained that the left... controls the Bibi has been complaining the prosecutor's office and Shai Nitzan, these are leftists, that it's controlled by the left. He's the one that put them in there. He's the one that's kept them in power there. The Supreme Court is left wing, the prosecutor's office is left wing. Thanks to Bibi Netanyahu and the Likud, they never replaced the people that were there. Never. They let the left control all the levers of power, and now they've also gone after Bibi and indicted Bibi. And he deserves no mercy. No mercy. I hope he goes to prison for a very long time. He's a detestable, evil person. Worse than the left. Worse than the left. Because the left, as evil as they are unable to carry out their plans when they're in power. Because the majority of Israelis oppose them and oppose them vigorously, vociferously, when they try to propose doing something crazy. But when the phony right proposes it, it's suddenly acceptable, and it's something that can be done. So the phony right is more dangerous than the left in Israel. And we're going to get to another example of that in a few moments. But where is the Likud? Where is the so-called justice minister, Ayelet Shaked, who was supposed to be a right-winger? She was supposed to be to the right of the Likud. She's a real right-winger. She supported Shai Nitzan. She supported Mandelblit and all these extreme leftists. She fully supported them. This is all a big game, a big hoax. And the Israeli Jews that fall for it, which is unfortunately the vast majority, I mean, the stupidity is beyond, it's just beyond words. And now she's no longer justice minister. You know who the new justice minister, the so-called justice, an injustice minister, the new injustice minister of Israel now, who was appointed by Bibi, his name is Ohana. And he spoke against how the people in the prosecutor's office frame people and create cases and how dishonest they are and all the terrible things they do. But he doesn't complain. And he doesn't say a word about what is happening to Bensi Gopstein. That he doesn't complain about. By the way, Ohana is an open homosexual who openly lives with and he can't say he's married to another man because you don't have legal gay marriage, thank God, yet in Israel. But he's an open homosexual, lives with another man, openly homosexual, openly promotes the entire homosexual agenda down the line, the entire radical homosexual agenda down the line. Bibi, that's who Bibi appoints as justice minister. That's Bibi's, one of Bibi's main spokesmen. That's what you get with the Likud. That's what you get when you support the Likud. And if you think we're going to have a Jewish state with the type of policies the Likud proposes, you're crazy. You're insane. There's nothing. The Likud is not proposing an Israel that is better than the left. Not only is there no difference, the Likud, as I've said repeatedly, million times, that it should be so obvious, the Likud in the end does more harm than the left. Not that of course the left is terrible too, but we need the real right. We've got the phony right. We've got the left. Both of them do terrible harm. It happens to be the phony right does even more harm. We need the real right in Israel. So this is the predicament we're in, and this is the injustice we're facing in Israel. Now, Itamar Ben-Gvir, we didn't support him when he ran for the Knesset, but he certainly is a very good lawyer. He's a very effective lawyer, and he's representing Bensi Gopstein. I hope that Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bensi Gopstein succeed in beating this case, because it's really an atrocious injustice. And we, whatever differences we may have had with them in the past, and the differences because they attacked me, I don't want to go into that. Gopstein didn't, but other people in that party attacked me, and you know the whole story. I don't want to go through it right now because this is not the time to go through it, but I don't care what they said about me. What's being done to Gopstein is wrong, and we stand 100% behind him, and we will defend him and fight for him in every way we can, because it's an injustice being done to him. And even if there were differences in the past, and even if things may have been done to me that were wrong in the past, doesn't matter. When we see injustice done to our fellow Jews, we unite quickly and we close ranks and unite and stand up for what's right. And we don't let past differences that we may have had stand in the way of fighting against injustice. We have to support Bensi Gopstein, and we have to support every effort to end this atrocious campaign of persecution against good Jews in Israel. The second subject that we want to speak about is related to this. Thousands of Arabs in Gaza are fleeing. The whole 80%, 90% of the Arabs there want to leave. It's like a hellhole there. It's under the rule of the Hamas terrorists. It's like a hellhole, Gaza. There are over a million Arabs there. Nobody knows exactly how many, but there are over a million. And they're packed into this small little strip of land. And the conditions there are atrocious. And 80 or 90% of them desperately want to leave. Arab polls show that 80, 90% of them want to leave. And thousands of them manage to sneak out, risking their lives. They sneak out because the Hamas terrorists hold them there. They don't let them leave. because otherwise they'd lose their whole population. They literally are holding them hostage there, not allowing them to leave. By the way, that doesn't mean they're innocent, the Arabs. The Arabs who want to leave, they voted for Hamas. They put Hamas in power, and they wanted to exterminate the Jews. They always hated the Jews. But the reason they want to leave is because now they're suffering. That doesn't mean they're not enemies of the Jewish people, that they wouldn't under other circumstances work to hurt the Jewish people, but they would like to leave now. And it's in our interest to encourage them to leave, to help them leave. If you just had an Israeli government that would forcibly open the exit doors and say, anyone who wants to leave, you're free to leave. You know how many, huge numbers of Arabs would leave. And if we had a plan, an organized plan, to help them leave and to help resettle them in other countries, the vast 90% of the Arabs would be gone. 90% of our problem in Gaza would be gone. But instead of doing that, when we have Arabs who are sneaking out, who are risking their lives to sneak out, when Hamas terrorists have to stay there with machine guns to prevent people from leaving, to prevent people from fleeing because so many want to get out, when we have a situation like that, which is perfect for us if we had a government that was slightly Jewish, even slightly Jewish, instead of Bibi's government, which sends billions of dollars to the Hamas terrorists and helps them to keep the Arabs there. I mean, just it's just beyond belief. Everything Bibi's government does hurts the Jewish people, is the opposite of what we want for the Jewish people, the opposite of our interests for survival, the opposite. Everything he does is the opposite of what we would want in a prime minister. Everything. And so instead of doing what we should do, now the new Bibi's new defense minister, Naftali Bennett, who's also supposed to be to the right of the Likud, he's not only, he was the head of the Jewish Home Party, and now he's the head of a party called the New Right, Hayamin Hechadash, the New Right. He's a real right-winger, Naftali Bennett. Oh, yeah. And Bibi made him the defense minister, the so-called defense minister of Israel. You know the first thing he does as defense minister? He proposes an old Likud proposal, an old from the phony right, to build an artificial island off of the Gaza coast for the Arabs so that they could have massive international trade and benefits and assistance coming in and on this artificial island that would be built off the Gaza coast that would rescue Gaza's economy so that the Arabs in Gaza will want to stay and will want to have many babies and will want to bring in many more Arabs. This is insanity. This is the worst thing you could propose for the Jewish people and for Israel. And this is what Naftali Bennett and the Netanyahu so-called right-wing government are proposing doing. By the way, the left-wing defense minister, Moshe Yaalon, who's now with the so-called left-wing blue and white party, he was against it. He was against this proposal. Not that he's, again, he's also a bad guy. But the phony right are worse than the left. The left could never get away with building an artificial island so there'll be massive trade and that all the Jew... You know what happened if you build the artificial island? All the Jew-haters of the world, all the Jew-hating countries in the European Union, all these Jew-hating countries would come in and give billions, billions of dollars would flow through this artificial island into Gaza to help the Arabs in Gaza, and they'd live really for Arab standards of living, they'd be living a wonderful life if this happened, and they would never want to leave, and they'd want to have huge numbers of babies, and bring in more Arabs to come in to join them. This is what Naftali Bennett, this is the nightmare that Naftali Bennett wants to create for the Jewish people when we have this golden opportunity to forever solve our problem. What a crime, what they did to our leader, Rabbi Kahana, who would have gotten the Arabs out of Israel. We wouldn't have had an Arab-Jewish conflict, an Arab-Jewish bloodshed. We wouldn't have had this because the Arabs wanted to leave and they would have left. With compensation. Rabbi Kahana was going to do this, but instead the phony right outlawed him. And they did to him what they've done to me for over 23 years now, 23 and a half years. I'm banned from even setting foot in Israel. And they did to him what they're doing to Bensi Gopstein, indicting him. They want to put him in prison for just expressing his views, not letting him run for the Knesset. When Arabs who call for the destruction of Israel are allowed to sit in the Knesset, nobody even considers the prospect of them being banned. There's no chance they'll be banned with the left-wing Israeli Supreme Court that Bibi Netanyahu defends and that Bibi Netanyahu has kept in power there. The left-wing Israeli Supreme Court would never let the Arabs be banned, no matter what they do. This is the situation we're in. This is the Sodom and Gomorrah government that we have in Israel today. What an atrocious situation. The most dangerous enemies of the Jewish people are the enemies from within. Not Gentile enemies, the self-hating Jewish enemies who run things and who are in leadership positions and run the media and run the courts and are in leadership positions. They're the generals in the army. They are the number one problem for the Jewish people. As our beloved leader, Rabbi Kahana, used to say, we don't have an Arab problem. We can easily solve that problem. We have a Jewish problem. Because Hashem, God, has mercifully given us all the tools we need to win and to bring redemption and to bring the ultimate triumph for the Jewish people. The ultimate Kiddush Hashem, the ultimate sanctification of God's name. All those tools Israel has. And everything is squandered by the self-hating leadership you have in Israel today. And they end up doing the opposite of what's good for the Jews. Everything bad that they can do is what they do for the Jews in the end. Or what they do to the Jews in the end in Israel. This is why we've got to bring the truth to the people of Israel. And we've got to keep this fight going. Yes, in the end, the good guys are going to win. Because Kol HaNevi'im, all the prophets in the Bible, the whole message of the Bible is how in the end, the final redemption will come. And the Jews will eventually wake up. And will eventually realize what's going on. But until then, to get to that point, we could have terrible tragedies on the way. Terrible tragedies, massive death and bloodshed and destruction, God forbid. And that's what we're trying to avoid. And so we want to bring the truth to the people of Israel. That's what JTF does. You know that we have a big advertising campaign going on in Israel, reaching tens of thousands of Israeli Jews with the truth, telling them things that no one else will tell them, that's for sure. And we will support Jews that stand up or speak the truth. That's what we're going to stand for. That's what we're going to fight for. And that's what you do when you support JTF and when you're part of JTF. If we fight together as a team, we can change history. We can make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.